Thank you. Please be seated. Roll call.
Councilman Board Member Bright.
Here.
Councilman Board Member Myers.
Here.
Councilman Board Member Peterson is absent. Mayor Pro Tem and Vice Chair Nichols.
Here.
Mayor and Chair Schultz.
Here. Thank you, Donna. Let's move on to our public communications. Any member of the public may address the council or slash agency for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total, any item within the jurisdiction of the council. We will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, we cannot take any actions on items that are not on the agenda this evening. Is there any members of the public that would like to address the council during public communication? Please come forward and state your name and city of residence for the record.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Councilman. My name is Bill Senna. I live in a little place called Oceano, but I'm here in a mission from Ben Zambo for the Narvacadian Association. Just want to have you put on your calendar September the 25th for the Sister City celebration. And I believe the next day, which would be Sunday the 26th. So I sure want to make sure or invite all of the city council members and the city officials. So that's all I have, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Senna, and thank Vin for us as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Okay, seeing that, I'm going to close public communications and bring it back to the council slash agency. Let's move on to item CC1 and city attorney.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor, council members. This item is before you consistent with the direction staff received at the last council meeting. For the first time in 32 years, at least that's how far back we could research, we have an election where, an upcoming election, where the number of candidates matches the number of vacant seats. There are two vacant seats. There are two qualified candidates for city council. There is one vacancy for mayor. There's one qualified candidate for mayor. Under these circumstances, pursuant to Election Code Section 10299, the council has some choices that are available. These choices are as follows. Appoint to the office the person who has been nominated. Appoint to the office an eligible elector if no one has been nominated. Or hold the election. We are here before you today to receive direction from you involved if an election moved forward with responding to questions regarding signage, enforcement. There, normally surrounding the election time, there's a great deal of that type of activity going on, which is time-consuming, and it is a drain on staff resources. We have attached two resolutions for you for your consideration. If it is your decision, after you discuss this item, to move forward with cancellation of the election and basically with taking option one from the election code 10229, there are two resolutions. One of those resolutions would appoint current Mayor Schultz to the position of mayor for the upcoming two-year term. That resolution should be deliberated and voted on by Councilmember Bright, Mayor Pro Tem Nichols, and Councilmember Myers. Second resolution would appoint Councilmember Myers and the incumbent, and the only candidate, Phyllis Molnar, who qualified for the council seat. That resolution should be deliberated and voted on by Councilmember Bright, Mayor Schultz, and Councilmember Myers. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, let's see if there are questions. Councilmember Bright, do you have any questions of staff?
I don't believe that I do. Thank you.
Okay, Councilmember Myers?
No question.
Okay.
I have only one, just for clarification. The first thing we have to do is decide which of the three actions we wish to take.
That is correct. As a group, you should discuss, if you wish, and decide whether you, in fact, want to cancel the election or not.
Correct. All right.
And if
Thank
it's your desire to cancel the election, then these resolutions then should be acted.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. If there is no further discussion, then I'm ready to make a motion.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
So that was the clarification I was going to make. So
okay.
Anyway, go ahead and make your motion.
Well, I wanted to have a little discussion, or you can make a motion.
Yeah, I'm thinking we'll have a motion, we'll get a second, and have a discussion.
Okay.
Okay. I will move that we select item number one, or option number one, and appoint to the office the persons who have been nominated, and that we also cancel the election.
I'll second that.
Okay, so let's have some discussion. Councilmember Wright.
Well, I must say I'm a bit, I think that it's always a good thing to have difference of opinion on a council, because I think that makes for a better run city. As long as you can agree to disagree and do it in an effective manner, I think it's good for the citizens of our town. So I am just disappointed that this is how it is, but because it is the way that it is, I think that it's a good thing that we are able to save the money that it's gonna that we would have to spend on an election. So for that reason, I think that here we are, and so we're doing the best that we can with what we have to work with. So that's why I seconded this motion.
Okay. Councilmember Myers?
I think I'll just let it go where it is. It's okay.
Okay. This is a business item, and I probably should have opened this to the public I know we have some interested individuals here. So I think the fair thing would be that we know there's a motion, there's a second. Let me open this up to the public. Is there any member of the public that would like to address the council during this item?
Good evening. I'm Anita Schauer, 867 North 6th Street in Grover Beach. Would the attorney please let the listening audience know what a write-in candidate is? I've received many phone calls over the weekend regarding this issue, and I'd like you to tell the listening and viewing audience exactly what a write-in candidate is. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to address the council? Okay, I'm going to close this to the public. City Attorney, would you like to respond to that?
A write-in candidate is a candidate written in on a ballot during an election. One of the provisions of Section 10229 states that if the council should choose to cancel the election, the county will not accept any write-in candidates. So that provision is dealt with in the code.
Okay. Okay, so there is a motion and a second, and let me just weigh in here quickly. Councilmember Bright, you've pretty much said it all, and I don't know if I can really add a whole lot, but I will say that the fact that we have the same number of candidates for that matches the vacancies, I certainly would love to be able to say in a campaign, but I think there is a unique situation we find ourselves in. So if there's no other discussion, voice vote? Okay. This is not for a specific resolution. This is just basically based on the motion. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? None. Motion carries. Okay, so then we have a resolution that we need to address, and I believe on this resolution I am going to abstain on this item, and so I would say the Mayor Pro Tem should probably take the lead on this.
Okay,
the to say anything or not? Is this just fixed?
John, we opened it up to the public, so it's not fixed.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well,
so this is
John, you're out of order. I allowed folks to come forward, and I'm sorry that you didn't hear me when I asked for a public comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not as healthy as you are, but I deserve the right to talk.
Okay, Mayor Pro Tem.
Okay, let us move on to the resolution. Insofar as the office of the mayor is concerned, and I will entertain a motion.
All right, I'll make that resolution if it's motion. I move this council to appoint to the office of the mayor for the city of Grover Beach to be held on November 2, 2010. The submitted name John P. Scholes for a term of 2 years.
Okay.
All right, is there a second to that motion?
Well, I'm going to second that motion, but I have to say that I do believe, since a member of our public could not hear, I do believe that you should allow him to speak. That's just my opinion on the subject, but I'm going to second this motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion?
No.
On a resolution of this type, Council, do we open this to the public?
Mayor, it is your decision. You are running the meeting, and you have the authority, if you wish, to allow the public to speak. You can do that.
Thank you. I will open this to the public. If there's anybody in the public that would like to speak as to this resolution, please come forward and do so.
You know, I wish I had the help that you people did and the ability to get around like you people do. But none of you were ever on a deathbed and had to lay there 20 days but sat to see this happen the way you are doing. I know where your forefathers came from. I know where mine came from, my father. And they came over here for several reasons. The right to speak, the right to vote, and the right to be happy and live a good life. As I've said before many times, you're sitting there programming him, them, and them, and them. As far as Karen, she's out. She has never been able to say anything up there. She's always had to leave for whatever the purpose is in our neighborhood. So I'm not talking to her. I'm you, and so forth. But I'm going to tell you, we aren't going to stand for this thing of putting you in automatically for a mayor because you haven't done your job. And I haven't been here all the time, but I've watched it. Anytime 1.7 million people come through here and you turn around and shut the gates on July and August, you know, $150,000 if you was working for me.
John, please address your comments to the council.
Yeah, I'll talk to you too. And as far as I'm concerned, you're not qualified, neither is he or them, to tell us that you're going to put him in there as a mayor. We have a right. Maybe somebody didn't come up. Maybe they're on vacation. Maybe they weren't here. They didn't know it. I know damn well I would run, but I couldn't have made it. I'd have had to resign because of my health. But you know, I called a lot of people. I went to supervisor. I went DA, CIA, FBI. And I'm going to get to the bottom of this crap. People out here, they don't come because they know it's fixed. And those people that are in business here won't come. You know why? Because they're afraid that somebody's going to punish them. Oh boy, that's freedom, you know. But I would like for you to get a polygraph machine. And we're going to see who tells the truth and who doesn't. A year ago, he told me that he doesn't run the show, but he gets all this money. The mayor runs it. The mayor tells him. I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be. I think these people here have a right. And others. But they're afraid to show their faces here because it's fixed or they're going to get hurt some way or other. Boy, you call this democracy? But I want that polygraph. I want to find out who's lying and who's not.
Do I dare? May I?
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
I have a question for you, Mr. Weisong, if I may. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So we have nobody who has even pulled papers to run. Oh. So you want us to spend $10,000 to go to an election. What if no one runs? Then what do we do?
Do we have such a thing as write-ins?
And so someone writes your name in, then what?
So they write it in.
And then what?
But you're not saving, Karen,
$10,000. Just answer my question.
I know.
So someone writes your name in or someone else's.
I don't think they will, but there is somebody out there that could.
And what if they don't want to serve?
Councilmember Bright.
Okay.
Just to clarify a point. A write-in candidate still has to qualify. They still have to pull papers. They have to be pre-qualified.
So they have to
the
qualify,
election.
And they have to be willing to serve.
Ahead of the time, exactly.
Yeah.
It's writing somebody's name in on the ballot does not make them a qualified candidate.
So they have to be willing to serve. I know. Okay. Anyway.
I appreciate what you said. I understand what you said. It's the fact, the way, the policy, the way things are run here, progressive tax on top of tax.
this town is never going to work. Okay. Anytime you shut the gates.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
But you waste more money than that $10,000. And I'd like to see an auditor come in.
Okay, do we have anybody else from the public who would like to speak?
Can I just clarify this right in business? Because I call the elections department. A person does have to qualify, and in order to qualify, you have to have 100 people sign a petition saying that you may run. And that's how you qualify to be a write-in candidate. Because we didn't have anyone as a write-in candidate, the ballot's already been printed, doesn't have space for a write-in because there was no one to do that. So that's the clarification that I wanted Martin to give to the public. Thank you.
There is no ballot printed yet.
Thank you. All right. If there is no one else, I'll close it to the public. Bring it back to the council. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion by the council?
No.
No. Thank you.
All right. May we have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Myers.
Yes.
Councilmember Bright.
Yes.
Mayor Nichols.
Yes. Back to you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Let me just say, and I want to be, and I'll tell you why I do it, because, you know, I care about this community. I care about the people here. When I first ran, I said I care about working families with children, and I still believe that. And I believe in my heart that we are moving in the right direction. So I didn't want to get on my soapbox tonight. And this is certainly not something that I'd like to see, because I think it always needs to be engaged citizens and people who are willing to step up, like a Jeff Lee, like a Phyllis Monar. So thank you all for being here, and thank you for your vote. So let's move on to the resolution that's dealing with the issue of city council members' appointment. So I don't think I need to go into anything on this item. Is there someone prepared to make a motion on this resolution?
That would be me. I would make a motion that Bill Nichols and Phyllis Molnar be appointed to the offices to which they were nominated.
Would you like to second that?
I'll second that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Does anyone from the public want to address this resolution this evening? Seeing that, I'm going to close it and bring it back. Roll call.
Councilmember Bright.
Yes.
Councilmember Myers.
Yes.
Mayor Scholes.
Yes.
And please note that I will abstain from voting on this resolution.
Yes.
Okay. So I believe that takes care of item CC1. Wow, I feel like I need a break. No, it's okay. Let's move on to the improvement agency business. This is item IA1. This is consideration of a request to authorize the development and implementation of a revolving loan collateral program. Executive Director Peralt.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Staff has for some time now been engaged in an effort to identify a mechanism to provide businesses with financial assistance through the improvement agency. The agency is authorized to carry on such activity in support of its economic development program, and in fact the development of a business loan program was pointed out as a part of the economic development strategy. Within the improvement agency, most of the businesses that are located in the project areas are sole proprietorships and generally in a revolving loan program. This program would be used to secure small loans issued by local banks. The purpose of the loans would be to assist local businesses. Staff is bringing this request to you at this time because we're not meeting again for almost 30 days, and that would offer us the opportunity to actually work out the details in implementing the program. The loan collateral program would be used to for established businesses within the project area. We're looking for businesses that have at least a record shown a track record of at least a couple of years. Staff has initiated discussions with Rabobank but also has had discussions with Mission Community Bank as well. It is thought that the way this would work, the bank would actually administer the loans. The security for the loans or the funds from the agency would be set in securities maintained by the bank, and actually would earn more money than we likely would through our investment fund. So this basically takes a portion of what is often referred to as idle cash, cash that is not being used immediately, and putting it into a local CD, for instance, earning interest, and then being able to use that same money to secure another loan. We're looking for authorization to implement the program. We expect we would work with the banks. The banks would essentially do the initial review, and based on the criteria I've outlined in the staff report, if they thought they would be eligible, they would then contact us about the using the collateral program. The program would work in similar fashion to the EVC program, and you might has a similar program. You might say, why not just refer folks to EVC? The issue with that is there's a very limited amount of dollars available. In fact, in checking with EVC, their available funds are all basically used at the present time. Again, this would be used to assist local businesses, and of course, EVC's focuses on the entire county. So it is staff placed at risk, and we need to make sure that you're fully aware of that. At this point, I'll conclude by indicating my recommendation is that you adopt the attached resolution, and I'm certainly available to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Perrault. How about some questions? Councilmember Myers.
I understand, Mr. Perrault, that the Robo Bank will administer these loans in much the same they do the other loans. They'll make sure the applicant is qualified, they have this financial security, the ability to repay, and all those good things. So,
well,
hopefully.
Obviously, they would do an initial review. It is a bit different in that they would determine whether the business could qualify from one of their own loan programs. And failing that, they would then do an evaluation as to see if the city's collateral would be able to assist them in making that loan.
Well, I'm just the only concern I have about this whole motion is that I'd like to have some assurance that the Robo Bank is doing the due diligence they would normally do to qualify a person to loan, and not just to loan anybody that comes in and asks for a loan off
sure.
the street.
And that would be a detail that we would work
yeah,
out in
yes,
the implementation.
Yes, all right. That's the question answer I'm looking for. Thank you, Mr. Perrault.
Dan, good question. Council member, board member Bright.
Well, I guess my question really is this, we're really talking about the program development at this point in time. Is that correct? So you're going to come back with specifics later, or?
Well, I'd like the authorization to implement the program, and what I would want to do, because I'm trying to obviously get the product on the street as soon as possible, and then I would advise you of that implementation during your September meeting.
So you'll come back to us with the specifics later. We're not talking about right now. I mean, we're not going to get into all those little nitty gritty details.
We won't. But what I'm asking for is the authorization to go ahead and implement the program at this time, and then just report to you on the specifics at your September meeting.
Okay, very fine. That's kind of what I thought. Okay, very good. Then I have no other questions.
Mayor Pro Tem Nichols.
I have only one question. Under the fiscal impact, you mentioned the very last sentence says that the agency would also attempt to collect the debt from the borrower should a loss occur. As I understood the way you presented this, the bank will...
Those are part of the specifics.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see that staff has come forward. We've talked about this. How can we help small business, but... we want to be clear, this is using redevelopment dollars.
Absolutely.
And this is would be limited to those businesses in our improvement agency area.
Right.
Which pretty much goes along Grand up to about 12th.
That's correct.
And then a block in either direction, more than likely.
And it actually is follows along, if I'm not, 4th Street to the south.
Okay. So these are, you know, and I would agree, given this, the economic recession that we've been in for 18 months, some would say longer, this is something we need to try and be a little more creative, and it's great to put money on infrastructure and hope that for every dollar of public investment, there's three of private, but these are extraordinary times, and I know you've tried to put together a program that will minimize the risk to the agency's funds, and which really would be about $30,000.
Right, that's correct.
Okay. And I really like the question that Councilmember Board Member Myers asked regarding the banks doing their due diligence, but I do also want to find out if you have talked to them to, are they going to be able to do this in a timely manner? Because I know their businesses, people are hurting today.
Yeah.
And if it's sort of like the, I saw a program on the loan modification program. So hopefully the banks will be able to give us a surety that they will do these in an expeditious manner.
I think we could probably ask for a specified period of time that they'd have to perform within.
Okay. And then just, you said this in your staff report, so it's
$30,000. Right.
And we're talking on average
$5,000 to $10,000.
A business has to have been in business for 2 years, because
right.
We want to make sure that it is a business that is has been successful, and we're trying to help them through these tough times.
Right.
Okay. So thank you for those clarifications. This is a business item, so, which we normally don't, but I will open this up to the public tonight. Is there any member of the public that would like to address this program tonight? Okay, seeing that, I'm going to close it to the public and bring it back to the improvement agency.
I would like to comment, Mayor, if I might.
I certainly appreciate
staff bringing this to us. I know that we have some businesses that are hurting.
Yes.
Board Member Myers.
Yes.
And Chair Schultz.
Yes. Okay, that item does pass. Okay, I think that was the last item we had on our agenda. Let's see if there are any board member or council member comments this evening. Councilmember Wright, do you have any comments that you'd like to make tonight?
No, other than I appreciate your professionalism, and thank you very much for all that you do.
Well, thank you for what you do, and everyone. Councilmember Myers, any comments?
I just want to say I've been enjoying being a member of this board for, I guess, almost 2 years, and I'm looking forward to the remainder of my term. And I hope that the person that replaced me enjoys the business as much as I does, and willing to put as much work into it as I have to make this this council succeed. We've succeeded in doing a whole lot this last 2 years, not because I was here, but because so much was already in motion when I got here. And I was able to join the good works that these other four people had going. And with my somewhat capable assistance sometimes, we were able to move things along a little faster. At least we succeeded in not having turmoil up here on the dais, and that's very important. So, again, I speak to the new person coming in. Always be aware that it's a decision made by the five people up here, and always be aware that we get a job done a whole lot better if we're always kind and courteous with each other, and if we always will consult with each other when necessary before getting on get our problems worked out if we can before we get here, and you will have a harmonious group here. Those that have been here and watched this group are aware, I think, that we've done well getting along with our fellow members, and that we've done well in reaching decisions when we've had to, even though we may have disagreed sometimes really across the board. We've always been able to come and do what's good for the community and not what pleases our ego. Again, I hope that everybody that runs on this board in the next 4 years remembers that ego should not be driving the force that runs your position here on the city council. I think I've done that. I hope I have, and I commend it to my successor. Thank you very much.
Not so fast, my friend. You have 3 months left on this board. You still have work. You're not good.
Just because you're going on vacation. You're
re-election, a great deal of thought over the last 6-7 months, and I have mentally prepared myself for running for re-election, and I am disappointed that nobody has filed to run for council seats other than Ms. Molnar, that we don't have more people running. I'm not sure why we don't. I would like to take a positive approach and say that the vast majority of the people in this community are obviously somewhat satisfied with the work that this council and staff, administrative staff, has been doing. And it's because of that satisfaction that maybe we don't have anybody clamoring to get on this council. Maybe they like the work that we're doing and appreciate the time and effort that we all put into this job. But back to my thinking about running for re-election for quite some time, I got to tell you, it's quite a letdown. I really feel let down. I had myself built up to run for re-election. I really enjoy going out, knocking on doors, talking to the people of this community, getting their thoughts, their comments, be them good or bad. It is a wonderful experience. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I was looking forward to it. And all of a sudden, I don't have to do it. There are good points to it, and there are bad points to it. But I do appreciate the leadership that you have provided this council, and I appreciate the effort and the work done by the other council members. And quite frankly, I look forward to another good 4 years.
Great. And, of course, we can always go knock on doors and talk to folks. So you can still do that.
Could I just make one more comment to follow up on what Mr. Nichols said real
yes,
quick?
Yes.
I was also looking forward to campaigning this time, but I plan to be campaigning for the members that were already here. So, and I'd like to knock on doors. So I didn't bag out just because I was too lazy to run.
Anyway,
yeah, we know your wife said.
Yeah, she said I couldn't go and everything. Yeah.
I will hold my comments.
Yes, good.
until the first meeting in December when it is official.
Okay.
You officially step down and we welcome Ms. Molnar to the council. So I will defer.
Okay.
But let's end on I want to end on a happy, a positive note tonight. You've all heard me talk about trying to get together a group and do this either cleanup, Grover Beautiful Committee. So I've got a small group of volunteers, and I know this is short notice, but this Saturday, along Ramona in front of the exploration station, we've done quite a few improvements over there with the bus and some ground cover so that we can work to get those landscape planters planted with trees and vegetation. And it'll also be a good opportunity to clean up around the park in advance of the Stone Soup Ethnic Fair, the Stone Soup Music Fair that's coming August 28th and 29th. So I'm hoping folks who are maybe not wanting to sit up here but certainly want to contribute in any minor way, if they would be more than willing to join us this Saturday at 8 a.m., we can, together we can make a big difference in this community. So this will be the first time we go out and do a project, and then we'll talk about building the group and going out and maybe doing some of the gateways at Grand and Highway 1, 4th Street, Oak Park, and other places like that. So anyone in the audience, anyone that's watching, we would be honored to have you come and join us this Saturday.
What do we bring?
I'd say bring a
shovel,
bring some gloves, and I think the Mayor Pro Tem and I are going to bring coffee and donuts.
Oh, okay. Don't forget the coffee and donuts. All right. So shovel and gloves. Okay.
I'll be there.
And a sunny disposition. So.
Oh, well, that's a given.
I know it's early for some.
At 8 o'clock in the morning?
I know. I knew that was coming. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for coming tonight. And let's keep making positive strides in the right direction. With that, we're adjourned.